God has gifted you from the time of your salvation to the time of your death for ministry.
Dr. Tony Evans says the Lord not only provides a plan for your life, but the provisions you'll need to carry it out.
God never calls what he does not supply.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Life is more than just a way to kill time. Today, Dr. Evans explains how to make yours count by taking advantage of the uniqueness God built into you. Let's join him.
God made you with you in mind. Your own set of fingerprints that nobody else can have but you, because you are custom made. To spend your life trying to be somebody else is to miss the point of your custom design. God takes credit for your design because God takes credit for your purpose. Between salvation and death, there is a purpose. A divinely ordained reason for you being here. The only reason you were left here was to fulfill that purpose. Now, the problem is we get distracted from the purpose. We get distracted from God's calling, and in pursuit of our own calling, we lose sight of that special reason why God has you here. Isaiah 42 verse 2 says that he made you, he formed you, and will keep you for his purpose. Ephesians 1 verse 4 says that God has chosen you for a purpose. He created you for a purpose. He has chosen you for a purpose. Look very quickly at Psalm 138. The psalmist says this in verse 8. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Not only is he made you with a purpose, he's determined to fulfill it. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. What he has planned for me, he plans to accomplish. Now, that's a very interesting statement, because if God plans to accomplish it and I'm not going along with the program, then that simply means my life is going to be an uphill battle with the wind blowing against me. Because God is concerned to accomplish what he has purposed for me. So if I'm purposing something else for me, me and God are at odds. And if me and God are at odds, I'm not going to be a happy person. Many of us are living against the wind. One chapter over in Psalm 139, look at how specific God is regarding you. In verse 14, I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works. Now, I don't care what anybody else says about you. God says you have been uniquely crafted, and he did not miss a beat. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret. When I was in my mother's womb being stitched, you knew exactly what was going on. Skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth, thine eyes have seen my unformed substance. You saw me when there was no me. And in thy book, they were all written. The days were ordained for me when as yet there was not one of them. God not only has overseen your creation, he has overseen the length of your life and every day that makes it up. Now, what this simply means, brothers and sisters, is there is no luck, there is no chance, there is no fate, there are no mistakes. God has crafted you before there was a you. Now, it's good enough to know God has crafted you, but if he's so good, he can craft you and know you when there is no you. That means that you are Custom made. God has gifted you from the time of your salvation to the time of your death for ministry. And everybody's a minister, whether professionally ordained or not. You are a minister because God has gifted you for ministry. So my question is, what is the ministry that he's called you to? And if he has called you to it, he will supernaturally enable you to do it. God never calls what he does not supply. Okay, he doesn't call you to do something and then say, I hope you get the stuff to get it done with. Coupled with God's call, God's purpose for you, in terms of ministry, is also how he formed you. I want to connect this with how he formed you, how he crafted you, how he made you. He's going to supernaturally enable you to do what you didn't think you could do because he wants you to do it. Moses said, I can't do this. I can't talk. I stutter when I speak. God said, who made your mouth? If I called you to do it, I am going to give you the ability to pull off what I called you to do. Jeremiah said, I am too young. I am too young, God says. I am going to put the words in your mouth. So if I want you to do it, to serve me, I'm going to empower you to pull off whatever I want you to do. I just want to know that you will do what I want you to do, and I want to know it up front. Because God is not giving his supernatural manifestation to folk who are debating about using it. But coupled with this is your unique design. The Bible says that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. Not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Serving God from the heart. What does this mean? Over and over in the Old Testament, when God called his people to serve him, he says he stirred their hearts. We are to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts. Many men lie regularly when they say to a lady, I love you with all my heart. What does that mean? In the Bible, the heart can be defined as the essence or the core of your being. It is the bundle of desires and source of motivation. It propels everything else. Now remember, for every spiritual principle, there is a physical illustration. Well, we have a heart, a physical heart. What does the heart do? It beats. It pumps life to everything else. When the heart stops, everything else stops. Because the heart provides the pump in order for the life to inflame everything else. Because of the heart, you're alive. How do you know what God wants you to do? Because of your heart. In other words, what makes you alive? What pumps and motivates and stimulates and sets you afire? Another word for it would be passion. The Bible says about the heart that the heart reflects the whole person. Proverbs 27 verse 19 says, the heart is so central to your being that it is a reflection of who you are as a person. If I want to see who you are, let me see your heart. Many of you will go to work tomorrow with your body, but not your heart. Because you hate to even have to go to sleep to wake up tomorrow. Because when it comes to maybe what you do for a living, your heart's not there. But whenever the Bible talks about serving God, it talks about serving God from the heart. That means God has stitched you and made you in such a way that when you are connected with what he wants you to do, you are motivated by it. If it weren't for your family, if it weren't for time, and if it weren't for money, if none of those were issues or limitations or distractions, what would you do for God with your life? Take away the problems of family, getting the kids through school, all that, you know, all the issues there. Take away the fact that, I'm in debt. I got all these bills. I wish I didn't have all these bills. Take away the fact that my time is all tied up. I got to work overtime on my job. Take away all of those real realities and let's pretend none of those exist. What would you be doing for God? Because that gets you right to the core. Because the problem is we allow these things to become excuses for not doing stuff for God or for pushing it off till later. And many of us will wind up going to our graves with nothing to show in eternity. Could it be that if I ever got around to doing for God what God wants me to do, he'd handle family, time, and money? Maybe he can't get around to handling it because we've made those excuses for why I can do nothing for God. We are to serve the Lord with gladness, that is, our hearts. I know I got somebody here talking about, well, I don't have passion. I'm a passionless person. That's a lie. Everybody has passion for something. We don't have passion for the same things. See, we all have personality differences, but there are things that get us excited. It's amazing how many passionless people get passionate when their favorite sports team is playing. Because it's not the fact that they don't have passion. It's just that they have not discovered when it comes to God what the passion is for. Passion is the fire that motivates and compels you to take action. It inflames you. So central is this thing of your heart. That's why it shows up in the Bible. Proverbs 4:23 says that out of your heart flows the springs of life. Boy, that's powerful. If you want to be alive, get in touch with your heart. That's what he said. If you want to stop living this boring, dull, empty life, get in touch with your heart. And your heart is the pump out of which flows the springs of life. If your heart isn't in it, you will not be alive while you're doing it. But once your heart is in it, Jeremiah didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. God said, this is what I want you to do. He said, I don't want to do that. And he had good reasons for not wanting to do it. He said, them people are crazy. You want me to go and be a prophet to them crazy people? Them people have lost their minds. I'm not going out there preaching to those people. And he said, I ain't going to do it. I ain't into that. Get me something else. He said, but it was like fire shut up in my bones. That's passion. It burns. It sets you aflame. It ignites you. Passion is when you fervently attach yourself to something over an extended period of time. You connect with it. You link with it. What I'm trying to say is, God has already wired you for how he wants to use you. God has so wired you for how he wants to use you. He has even allowed certain experiences to come into your life, many of which are unpleasant, to get the wiring straight. God is so in control of every day of your life that the good, the bad, and the ugly have been allowed by him, all not caused by him, because some involved wrong things, but allowed by him in order to wire you for your purpose. You have been wired by God for a reason. Like rewiring a house. When you were converted, he took all of that stuff and now he put it into his crucible for an eternal purpose. So God wants to supernaturally express himself through you in a variety of different ways. None of us is the same. In order to benefit others, that he might get the glory. And the way you know you link into it is it grabs or stirs your heart. You hear it and a burning occurs within. What God wants to do with you. is he wants to connect his gifting with your passion. And when those two get linked, guess what? Proverbs 4 says, you become alive. You become alive. You don't have to go from day to day, week to week, year to year, just trying to make it. No, not when there's the supernatural that wants to express. And let me tell you something. When God expresses himself through you, you're going to become alive. Because some of us are going to see things in us we never even knew were there. But because we surrendered ourselves to him and said, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I'll submit to your will. Then nobody will have to wake you up. You'll wake yourself up. Because you can't wait. You can't wait because you've been set on fire. Paul said, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. He says in chapter 15, verse 20 of the book of Romans, he says, it is my ambition. That word ambition means passion. He says, it is my passion to fulfill what God has called me to do. It said in Acts chapter 13, verse 36, after David had fulfilled the purposes of God in his generation, he fell asleep. If you were told you had 5 years to live, and the doctor could guarantee it, you're not going to make it beyond 5 years, the wheels would start turning. You know why? Because now you only have time to do what matters. And you know what's going to matter? I'm going to tell you what's going to matter. The things you want to get done. Everybody else's agenda won't matter if he tells you you got 5 years to live. What's going to matter is what you want to get done. Because it's your life. They're going to be here laughing after you gone. So you want to make sure that those last 5 years are not wasted.
Dr. Evans will come back with more in just a moment, including a little exercise that'll help you realize how your time on Earth is passing by. First, though, I want to remind you about a brand new resource we're making available right now, the Called for a Purpose devotional. It'll give you an inspiring reminder each day that you're a one-of-a-kind, handcrafted creation of God with a unique purpose chosen just for you. As you discover what it is, you'll start to see the pieces of your life fit together and experience a new sense of passion and fulfillment. For a few short days, we're offering a copy of the Called for a Purpose devotional as our thank you gift to those who support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any amount. On top of that, we'll also send you CDs of all 7 lessons in his current teaching series called Custom Made, including material there isn't time to bring you on the air. So contact us right away and take advantage of this double offer before time runs out next week. Visit us at tonyevans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
Our neighborhoods are in trouble, and our children are at risk, especially in urban areas. Even those who want to make a difference don't always know how. But Dr. Tony Evans does, through his National Church Adopt-A-School Initiative.
We're trying to get communities transformed all over America through church-school partnerships. If a church adopts a school and provides mentoring, tutoring, and family support services, and if we impact those kids and their parents, then that's community, church, school, and family.
It's a proven plan that's been replicated in hundreds of congregations and communities across the country.
And it's a way of not only evangelizing, it's a way of giving people a better life, but the church is at the forefront. It's the head, not the tail.
Discover how the National Church Adopt-A-School Initiative can connect your church to the community you serve. Come to our live training event October 11th at Tony's Church in Dallas, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. Your church leadership team couldn't make a better investment of time, so do whatever it takes to get them here. Get more details and sign up online at tonyevans.org.
Every day you go, without having God supernaturally manifest himself through you and accomplishing the ministry he wants you to accomplish, is a wasted day. And wasted days lead to wasted weeks. And wasted weeks lead to wasted months. Wasted months lead to wasted years. Wasted years lead to wasted decades. And wasted decades can result in a wasted life. If you were to write on your tombstone what God did through you from the point of your conversion to the point of your death, would you have anything on it? And if you had something on it, would it be something worth writing? Picture it. This is a funeral service. You're on stage. You're in the casket. We've all come to say goodbye to you. We read our programs. And our program says John Doe or Jane Doe was born this year, this month, died this year, this month, was converted at this year, this month. Birth, conversion, death. Usually when we write the dates of birth and death, there's a dash in the middle. When you were born, dash, when you died. But let me just relocate the dash. When you were converted, saved, when you died, dash. It's all about the dash. When you were converted, when you die, the issue is, what did you do with the dash? Most of us are concerned about how long we're living. That's a natural concern of life. But when it comes to eternity, it's all about the dash. What good is living 50 years if it was a wasted 50? And it's a wasted 50. I'm telling you, it's a wasted 50 if there's nothing in eternity in that dash. If there's nothing heaven can use in that dash, if the Holy Spirit never could get your attention long enough to use you in that dash. And let me give you a closing benefit here. This is a mighty benefit of this. When you are living out the expression of the Spirit in your life for the ministry God has called you to, when you are living that out, the problems you thought were problems don't become much of problems anymore. You know why we are so unhappy? Because we're living for the wrong things. And since we're living for the wrong things and they are making us so unhappy, we're unhappy with everything. When if we were living for the right thing, the wrong things wouldn't have that much power over us. Because guess what? The wrong things wouldn't be controlling our lives. That's not why we're living. We're not living for that thing. We're living for the thing. We have a space program in the United States, and we have space shuttle. And the space shuttle sits on a pad, and it is ready to be launched on its mission. It sits there because gravity says you're not going nowhere. You stay right here until the countdown begins. All of a sudden, that which was grounded takes flight. You know why? Fire. The rockets boost. Fire escapes because energy is captured and a launching takes place because an engine is ignited, there's fire. If you're tired of being grounded, stuck in your ordinary place, sitting on that pad in your life, maybe a nice house, maybe a nice car, maybe some money in the bank, but it's that same old pad, and you haven't gotten around to your mission. And whenever the space shuttle is ready to go on this mission, it's lifting off from Earth and taking flight toward heaven. It's time for you to take flight. If you're like me, you have more years behind you than you have in front of you. Trust me. If you, how many 50? 50 years old. 50 years old. All right. Welcome. You have more years. In fact, if you're 40, okay, average lifespan for a man, 73. Average lifespan for a woman, 79. Using the averages, if you are 40 years old, you have more years behind you than you have in front of you. So the clock's going down. So the question is, what are you going to do with the time that's left? Yes. It's time to take off and lift off, because you've been grounded too long if you've been converted. My prayer is that I will fulfill the mission God has saved us to fulfill, because he's numbered your days. So here's what I want you to do. A little project for you. The Bible says 70. Score is 20 years. 20, 40, 60. 70. That's 70 years. Okay? Or if by reason of strength, he says, 80. 20, 40, 60, 80. So that's right in our range. Men 73, women 79. That's 70 to 80. If you're a man, take your age and deduct it from 73. If you're a woman, take whatever age you are and deduct it from 79. That will leave you X number of years. Multiply the number of years times 352. Now you know how many, on average, days you have left. Okay? Then all you need to do is take some 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper and cut them up into squares and number them, since your days are numbered. Number them in accordance with the amount of days on average you have left. So here's the project. Every day, take a slip, ball it up, toss it in the trash can. Because that little exercise will remind you time is running out. So whatever you're going to do for the glory of God and the kingdom of God, you need to get around to it. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
If you've never experienced what it's like to be part of God's kingdom, to be 100% sure about your eternal future, and to experience what it's like to be completely forgiven, it all starts by having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How does that happen? Well, Tony would be happy to explain that to you personally. Just log on to TonyEvans.org, click on the menu, and follow the link that says Jesus. There, he'll talk about what it means to be a real Christian. There are even some free resources to help get you started. So drop by TonyEvans.org today and check it out. When you do, don't forget to request Tony's current series called Custom Made, which explains how to find and fulfill your purpose. There are 7 lessons in all, including a good deal of material we won't have time to present on the air. And they're available on CD as our gift when you make a donation, any donation, to help us keep Tony's teaching on the station. Along with it, you'll get the Called for a Purpose daily devotional I told you about earlier. But this is a limited-time offer, so don't put it off. Call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org, the place to go to connect with all of our resources, ministry programs, and special events like Without Walls. Tickets are still available for this special evening that features Tony's preaching and worship with his son Anthony. Check with us today before they're gone. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Well, next week, Dr. Evans will tell us about how the Lord uses our past experiences, good and bad, to direct us toward our destiny. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.